Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by South Selects Football, helping to develop the stars of tomorrow today. And by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355.
And joining me is Riker Frank, former tailback with the Loboldus Golden Suns, the provincial champion Loboldus Golden Suns, who just got back from the International Bowl in Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys. How are you today there, Riker?
I'm good.
Awesome, man. So first off, tell us about your experience down there in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, it was awesome seeing that stadium. It's always amazing, and there's some great players, great coaches down there. I had a good time and got better at football while I was at it.
Yeah, so it's your second year in the International Bowl. Just to clear it up for me, did you play last year in the same stadium?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so it wasn't as overwhelming the second time around, but what's it like? Do you catch yourself looking around and getting caught up in the fact that, hey, I'm on the same field as Zeke Elliott?
Oh, yeah, and looking up at that big screen, it's a little distracting, but when game time comes, I'm pretty good at focusing in.
You had to catch yourself from not looking at yourself on the big screen.
Yeah, that's right.
So tell us about the International Bowl. How did it go in terms of your team's play? First off, we'll start with the team, and then we'll do individual. So how did you guys look, Team Canada?
Oh, we were a very good team. I thought our defense really came out strong, but unfortunately our offense just couldn't put up enough points, and USA was also a very, very good team. So, I mean, unfortunately we lost, but I think we played very well.
All right, Riker Frank joining us here. We're talking to one of the local great athletes in our town, outstanding running back. In terms of when you're coming through the football ranks, who did you idolize? Who do you look up to as a running back in the pro ranks?
Well, a lot of people. Todd Gurley for one, Christian McCaffrey for another. Probably the most Christian McCaffrey, because he's just an all-around back. He can catch, he can run, he can do it all, and that's kind of what I aspire to do.
Yeah, now tell me, for those that haven't watched you play, and I have, so I know how you play, but for those that haven't watched Riker Frank play, describe your style of play for people. What's your best attribute?
I think my best attribute is just like Christian McCaffrey. I'm just all-around back. Like, I can run up the middle, I can run on the outside, I can catch balls, I can do it all.
Talk about playing in the International Bowl. How does that make you become a better player? What does that experience do to further your football career, Riker?
Well, playing with the best across Canada and making friends with all these guys, it really pushes me to want to do my best, and also playing against the United States pushes me to do my best to represent my country.
What was your favorite thing about what's your favorite thing about football? Like, what do you like best about football?
The thing I like best about football is how it brings people together, and you just really create a family on your team. And I saw that a lot with the International Bowl. Like, all across the country, these guys just came together and formed a family.
Now, individually at the International Bowl, how did you do? What were your stats like? I know you're not a big stats guy, but fill us in.
I believe I had 44 rushing yards with one touchdown.
Yeah, so tell us about that touchdown.
I mean, it wasn't the longest run in the world, but I think we fourth down conversion, we needed to clutch up, and I got in the end zone. So
yeah, so talk about that, playing four down football when most of your life is spent playing three down football. Did you find that transition pretty easy? I know it's your second go around with that, but did you find that easy, and what's the major difference at the running back spot?
I would say the only major difference about the running backs is that you can't move at all before the snap. There's no motion, so that's kind of tricky to get used to. But other than that, it's almost like a running back's dream. There's one extra down to run.
Yeah, no kidding. They tend to give the football a little more. You're right. They run the football more, and instead of abandoning it and throwing on second down. Hey, Riker, yeah. Frank, you guys won the provincial championship in your grade 12 year. Let's rewind and talk about that. Got back to your winning ways at Loboldus after, kind of stubbing your toe there in a couple years. What was it like to finally win the championship again and to win it in your grade 12 year?
Oh, it was amazing. I told myself that I wasn't leaving Loboldus without a provincial champion, so doing it in my final year is just unreal.
Yeah, no kidding. And I I know what team you beat because my son was on the other side of things. So I wasn't cheering for you, but you were pretty nicked up there partway through the year. How much did mental toughness play into it for you?
Oh yeah, I injured my shoulder a little bit, so I just knew, thinking in my head, that I needed to do this for my family on the team, and that these guys were looking up to me to help them win. So
yeah, Riker, are you concerned about the toll that football could take on your body? Has that ever entered your mind? You know, the way we talk about concussions and guys getting hurt and things like that. Has that ever entered your mind? Because you are playing a really physical position. A running back takes a beating.
Yeah, it crosses my mind, but I just do my best to take care of my body, and I always wear all the proper pads. I don't roll up my knee pads like some players like to do. And I'm always just very careful, but, like, at the end of the day, you got to do what you love, even if there's a risk involved.
Who got you into football, Riker, Frank? Like, how long have you been playing for, and how did you start in the sport?
I started in Pee Wee, which is a lot later than some of my friends who convinced me to play the game. And then at first I actually didn't like it and wanted to quit, but then my first coach, Paul Harrison, he's the one that convinced me to stay in the game.
He's a good coach. I've been around for a long time, coached, you know, spring league and various teams. I really like Paul Harrison. Of course, he is the son of Lauren Harrison, famous announcer here on 620 CKRM. Were you always a running back, Riker?
Every year except for my first year. My first year I played defensive back.
And you probably didn't like it because you were the furthest guy away from the ball and kind of boring at the start?
Yeah, exactly.
How did you become a running back?
I was at a track meet, and Paul Harrison saw me run my 100-meter race and get first place, and he said, "You might make a good tailback." So next year I was tailback. That's how it went.
Always recruiting. Did you play any other sports? Has football always been your first love, or did you switch? Like, did you have any other sports that you were interested in?
I used to play basketball and soccer in elementary school, but I kind of phased out of that, and now I play rugby.
Oh, excellent. So do you still play rugby?
Yeah, as much as I can. It conflicts with football quite a bit, but whenever I'm off, I like to play rugby.
How does mom feel about you playing such physical sports? Because what's your dimension?
I'm like 5'11", 185.
Yeah, the 185 is good. How does she feel about you playing such physical sports?
I mean, she likes to watch them. She likes to watch me dominate my opponents and get hit a little bit.
Okay, so Riker, you've chosen to go to the University of Saskatchewan Huskies and leave Regina. Why did you make that choice?
I like the school that they offer. I want to be an engineer, so I like the schooling that the U of S offers.
I'll tell you what, that's not an easy course to take while being a football player. I know my son was looking at that when he was looking at the U of A, and they said, hey, if you're an engineering student, we're going to redshirt you. We're telling you this right now because you're going to be in the classroom a lot. What are the Huskies' plans for you? Have they told you? What are you expecting in your first year there?
Yeah, so I'm planning to redshirt my first year and also take a little bit of a smaller class load just to kind of get used to the whole process. And then hopefully in the next few years I can increase the class load and still play.
So you could probably soak up a lot here going to the Huskies from guys like Adam Mackard, who I think should have won the Heck Crichton this year. And then you've got, of course, Josh Iwinchina, too, who's an outstanding running back at the junior level and definitely can step in and do a great job there. So you can use this first year to gain some knowledge from these guys.
Yeah, of course. I've been there. I've talked to these guys. They're all very nice guys, and they seem like they're looking to help younger players get better.
I really appreciate you joining me on the bench here, and we'll be watching your career both in the classroom and on the football field at the U of S.
All right, thank you.
That's the great Riker Frank joining us here.
Growing the Game with Ballsy is brought to you by South Selects Football, helping to develop the stars of tomorrow today. And by Paul Waldo at Royal LePage in Regina. If you want to get in the real estate game, give Paul a call at 306-502-5355.